This is Matt Wells at UN News. Conflict in Afghanistan is worsening and increasingly pitting Afghans against Afghans as most international forces pull out of the country, with nearly 800 civilians killed and more than 1,600 wounded in May and June alone. This latest data from the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMA, reflects the highest casualty numbers over any two-month period since records began in 2009. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, UNAMA's head of human rights, Fiona Fraser, insists that what ordinary Afghans want is peace amid an ongoing assault by Taliban and other non-state armed groups.
So civilian casualties in Afghanistan were among the highest levels on record in the first half of 2021. UNAMA documented in its Protection of Civilians in Armed Conflict mid-year update over 5,000 civilian casualties, which is a 47% increase compared with the same period in 2020. What's of particular concern is that since early May, when international military forces began to withdraw, the fighting intensified following the Taliban's offensive. UNAMA documented a sharp increase in killings and injuries of Afghans. And what we're seeing is a conflict that is much more now about Afghans fighting Afghans.
The statistics are awful and they're much worse than last year. What does it actually mean on the ground for people? There are terrible reports of increased numbers of bombings and particularly children and women targeted.
We documented that for the first half of this year, we had record numbers of women and children killed, and they came to nearly half of all civilian casualties that we documented. And what this means in their lives is that when women and children are sheltering in their homes, many of them are killed and injured from mortars, artilleries, as well as airstrikes, and they also suffered harm from IEDs. There was a particular egregious attack outside a school in Kabul on the 8th of May, and it killed and injured over 300 civilians. Many of them were schoolgirls as they were leaving the school to go home. That attack was unclaimed. We've also seen in the past 6 months a rise in a number of deliberate sectarian motivated attacks against the Shia Muslim religious minority, and in particular the Hazara community. Such attacks were nearly all claimed actually by ISIL-KP. And just to give you a sense, in May and June alone, we documented 8 IEDs that targeted buses carrying members of the Hazara community.
So based on what you've just been telling me, it's really not a black and white picture. It's not just the Taliban. It's ISIL, as you say. We have casualties among civilians from government troops as well. So what is UNAMA's role? What can you do to help civilians under increasing pressure who are fleeing the south and they're fleeing the north, we hear?
UNAMA's role in documenting, particularly the Human Rights Service, in documenting the harm caused to civilians by the conflict is that we have then a record by an independent entity such as the UN, and then we have a record of the harm caused. We also raise with the parties to the conflict what tactics have resulted in civilian harm, then go to them urging them to do their utmost to mitigate harm to civilians, to do their utmost to protect civilians. And what this report is really saying is that unless there is a significant de-escalation in violence, our projections are that more Afghan civilians will be killed and injured this year than we have ever recorded. And so our role is going to the parties to say to them they need to step back, they need to look to establish a ceasefire, they need to focus on the negotiation table and not on the battlefield, and really need to do their utmost to protect civilians from harm. And civilians, we're talking about Afghans.
Yes, and you say in your latest report that the conflict is likely to become more deadly as fighting draws closer to urban areas. So what is your message for the international community?
The issue is that the parties do need to step back and they need to declare a ceasefire and look to do more to protect civilians. Also, the international communities, including the regional, the countries in from the region, the neighbourhood, you know, we urge them to do their utmost to influence the parties of the conflict, to urge them to declare a ceasefire and to return to the negotiation table. That is what we need to see, a return to the negotiation table, a ceasefire, and all the international community more broadly doing its utmost to influence the parties to protect civilians.
Can you confirm reports from the north that in places like Kunduz, hospitals are overwhelmed by casualties from conflict, which is ongoing? Presumably, you do have some leverage with opposition fighters who have children who need healthcare.
Well, we work with the parties to the conflict. We urge them to do their utmost to protect civilians. We tell them how their conduct in the hostilities has impacted, and either by killing or injuring civilians. And obviously, we're talking about men, women, boys, and girls. So it's our role to urge them to protect civilians and to go back to the negotiation table and to establish a ceasefire.
Where do you start when you try to promote people's basic human rights about being able to go to work or be educated in safety, and about how wrong it is to reportedly force unmarried women to wed Taliban fighters? How do you start with that sort of challenge?
So when we come across any particular claims that is taking place, we look to establish the facts, and we would go then to the parties or where there have been shifts in territorial control. We are looking to identify what is actually happening on the ground, what is the impact on individuals in their activities. And then we would go to the party who's in control and urge them that the treatment of individuals, and also we need to remember that whatever government may be in place, Afghanistan has signed up to an array of human rights obligations, and they don't come and go with the government. They are there because they've been ratified by Afghanistan.
And how is UNAMA's capacity functioning now, given that you've got the main pullout of international troops? What do you see the rest of the year panning out as?
As I said, when it comes to the issue of protection of civilians and civilian casualties, harm caused by the conflict, this report has outlined that unless there is a de-escalation in violence, we do predict from indications that we have that more Afghan civilians will be killed and injured this year than we have ever recorded. And hence, we need the parties to step back, establish a ceasefire, focus on the negotiation table and not on the battlefield.
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how much more can the Afghan people take?
We know the Afghan people really, really want peace. And that's why we are urging the Taliban and Afghan leaders to do more to end the conflict, to protect their people, women, men, boys and girls, from further harm.
Fiona Fraser, we haven't had a chance to talk about accountability, which maybe should be the final question. You say that UNAMA's, which is the UN mission in Afghanistan, is recording the worst violations and civilian casualties. What's the next step?
We will continue to document civilian casualties, also violations of international human rights law. We will go to those who we see as being responsible. We will urge them to investigate and hold accountable perpetrators.